I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all.
Hi, home, everybody, and welcome to ET Yoga. I'm really happy this evening that we are at a new time slot, and I'd like to thank all the listeners that have transferred over from the Thursday night ET Yoga to our Friday night show. And I'd also like to welcome the new people that haven't heard the show before, that are used to listening to BBS Radio on Friday nights. Now, ET Yoga is basically about self-empowering information from the ancient yogis. And if you're looking for connections, my connections basically are through the teachings of Sri Ramana Maharshi, Baba Ram Das, Paramahansa Yogananda, and Sri Swami Satchidananda. And the extraterrestrial information that you'll hear on this show is basically from four sources, Bashar, Esasani, and the Pleiadians, Arcturians, and Sirians. And this evening's program will focus tonight on reality projection, space, and the spirals of consciousness. And at some point in the evening, we will then be discussing some of the secrets to the secret. And just prior to that, I will ask for any callers that may have questions on the program. And as usual, I would like to recommend that people have a pen and paper handy, because you may find that there will be some information that you want to jot down or research later. And for those who would like to take down the numbers for toll-free calls in Canada, it's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And in the U.S., 888-876-5227. That's 888-876-5227. And before we get into the heart of the program, I would like to pass on a couple of news flashes and also one health tip. The news flash would be that the Mahavatar Babaji Yantras are available. And for those who would like to see those on the internet, I would suggest checking out Babaji Yantras. Dr. Raj Gopal, who was on our program a few weeks ago, is in charge of this particular project, and I now have my Babaji Yantra. I just love it. They're really worth the money, and the money goes to worthwhile places. And I'd also like to mention that recently there's a new crop circle that is basically an astrological chart of the planets. And turns out they're for the date December 21st, 2012. So if you haven't had an opportunity to see that, I would suggest doing so as well. And with respect to our healing tip, because ET Yoga is basically a focus on extraterrestrial slant on New Age information, focusing on self-empowerment and optimizing the immune system. And one of the ways that you can activate the immune system is through Egyptian healing rods. If you haven't heard about Egyptian healing rods, I think you can check that out at EgyptianHealingRods.com, www.EgyptianHealingRods.com. Sri Ramka and Kirara are involved with those. And apparently the latest Russian research with the Egyptian healing rods discloses that about 5 to 7 minutes of work with those daily is like a 30-minute acupuncture. So I would highly recommend those as an area that you might want to check out with respect to optimizing the immune system. And tonight's program will be linked kind of through Arcturian information, and specifically through the Infinity Codes of 2007. If you haven't heard about the Infinity Codes of 2007, I would suggest checking that out through www.thearcturians.com. And my initial exposure to this information came through studying sacred geometry and Janosch art, which is basically beautiful colored crop circles. And the one that is labeled infinity is the one that's basically to trigger latent DNA in humans, and was certainly a focal part of my interest in the Janosch art. And the channeling this evening is actually one between Archangel Michael and Celia Finn. And Archangel Michael promised to deliver more information on the changing nature of time and space as we enter the new cycle of consciousness that will lead us to the 2012 point of our reality creation. And at this point, the Earth will align with the galactic center in such a way that it will reset the Earth's cosmic clock to a new frequency and rhythm. Archangel Michael called this no time, or the immediate and infinite present. We are already feeling the shifts and changes as we move from third dimensional consciousness to fifth dimensional or multi-dimensional consciousness. We are being trained in the skills of living in the present by writers such as Eckhart Tolle with his book The Power of Now, and in the skills of manifestation by The Secret. And later on I'll be giving you some of my perspectives on that particular program. The collective consciousness is at training school for the big shift. In this dialogue with Archangel Michael, we talk about some cutting-edge concepts such as reality creation and projection, the idea of space as an experience of consciousness, and the way in which the flow of consciousness spirals to create time flows in which we can create and experience our stories. So here is the dialogue between Celia Finn and Archangel Michael. Celia, I'd like to continue our discussion about the Infinity Codes of 2007. Can you elaborate for me and our readers or listeners just what these Infinity Codes are? Archangel Michael, the Infinity Codes are holographic information packets in the form of light and sound. They are being introduced into your Earth hologram in this period of 2007. They carry information that will enable the collective consciousness to make a huge shift in its perception and creation of reality. For in truth, perception and creation are the same process. Celia, can you explain that to us? How can perception, an act of perceiving, which is receptive, be the same as the active process of creation? Michael, well, you will need to first consider the nature of human reality. Firstly, you consider that you use your eyes and ears to perceive an objective reality that is, quote, out there. Now, I'm going to say actually all reality lies within you in the realm of consciousness. It is this inner consciousness that creates the outer reality. So whatever is experienced in the outer world is a projection or a creation of your inner reality or consciousness. It is not what you think, but what you are. Your essence, your being, which is projected into creation at a given moment. I am sure you are familiar with this idea that you create from your inner being or beliefs. And by the way, this is also a concept taught in the Bashar teachings. And for those interested in finding that website, it's www.bashar.org. And Bashar's core beliefs include the fact that your beliefs, thoughts, emotions, definitions are what creates your outer experience. And Celia's response is, yes, we have all been working with the ideas of creation and manifestation and the understanding of how our beliefs shape our reality field. Michael, indeed, now we can go to the next step and say that belief or inner consciousness actually determines reality through the physical act of perception creation. Now you note that we link the two here. Now as you have noted, perception is the process whereby you come to understand your reality through experiencing it. Creation is the actual act of bringing that reality into manifest form so that it can be perceived and experienced. Now we will show you how these activities are one. We are going to say that you are actually creating the reality that you see and perceive as you see and perceive it. You literally project that reality from within and experience it as external reality simultaneously with your creation of events. You have become so used to this process that you are not even aware of the energy and effort that goes into reality creation and perception. You see, the human body is a holographic projection instrument, and the human skull is the primary holographic reality projector. This is why crystal skulls have become so important again in recent years. You are beginning to understand again the perfection of the design of the human skull, and how spirit can project consciousness through this perfectly designed instrument in order to create reality. So, can you see how the act of seeing, hearing, tasting, smelling, and touching can be a simultaneous point of reality creation? You experience and see as you create, and what you believe and feel determines what you create, instantaneously. You are used to the linear time and space constructs of the third dimension, where there is an apparent time lag between perceived manifestation and the experience of that manifestation as a concrete reality. In the infinite present of now, you perceive, create in the moment, and what you perceive is what you create. You are physically determining your creations as you perceive them. This is a big leap in understanding for many of you. Many still believe themselves to be experiencing a predetermined reality or matrix over which they have no power. Not so, dear ones. If you believe that, you will perceive created. If you do not limit yourself, then you are free to create another reality and not be trapped in a reality that is, ironically, of your own creation. For indeed, you create your own reality anew every moment through the choices of perception, creation that you exercise. So if you were to enlarge your perceptions and create from a sense of positive empowerment, you would indeed see and perceive a quite different reality. Your media serve the purpose of keeping you fixed in a consensus reality or group creation that you must accept as your own because you are still experiencing yourselves as 3D perceivers of a pre-existing or pre-created reality. When you own your own power to create and perceive, you will not be bound by the pre-created images of reality that are served up to you by those who have taken the power to determine your experience of reality as a group. Dearest ones, take back your power to create and perceive, and you will create another reality which better reflects your own inner consciousness of love and beauty. Let the light that pours from your soul through your eyes project and create a luminous reality of love and joy and gratitude, for that is what your holographic projector was designed to create in its partnership with soul and spirit. Celia, wow, that is quite a shift. Reality is as you create it and perceive it in that moment. That is why it is important to be totally present in the moment, for you are creating and perceiving, and a positive creation requires a complete focus on attention and intention. For as we are told, where your focus is, where your energy flows, and your energy creates and perceives, as we are now learning. Michael, yes, exactly. A skilled creator knows how to be totally a part of his or her creations, experiencing and feeling and adjusting the creation process through the exercise of choice. For it is the power of choice that determines the nature of the creation and perception. How you choose to feel and what feelings and emotions you weave into your creations. If you choose to project love, compassion, and gratitude, that is what will be seen in your radiant creations of light. I would like at this point to inject a tip from Bashar. And I find this the most powerful tool in my day-to-day existence. And that is the realization that outer circumstances do not come with built-in meaning. If you think about it, the exact same event, let's say one person loves to eat liver and another person would make them vomit. The exact same experience situation, let's say outer circumstance, creates totally different reactions in two different people. We tend to have this impression that things are either negative or positive, and in reality, that's not so. We place emotional judgments on outer circumstances. And Bashar will tell you that the formula is positive experience in, positive experience out. In other words, or positive emotional judgment in, positive experience out, and negative judgment in, negative experience will be the result. I've challenged people to try this because it blows your mind when you really work with it. Even if a circumstance seems like a total bummer to you, this is, you can't see any possible way that something positive could come from this, throw a positive spin on it. In fact, this is one of the biggest clues to self-healing, is no matter what your circumstance, throw a positive spin on it, because in time, if you throw a positive spin on it, you will end up with a positive experience. The other tip that Bashar would say is that outer circumstances don't matter. Only your state of being matters. And in that regard, he doesn't mean that it's insignificant. What he's basically saying is outer circumstances don't create more outer circumstances. Your inner beliefs and emotions and thoughts and definitions create the new circumstances. And thus, you can choose to be happy just for that reason and no other. My suggestion, though, is that try to have these feelings of unconditional love, compassion, and gratitude, because not only will that be seen in your outer reality, but those are also the keys to self-healing. Now, to continue with our dialogue, but if you create with and from fear beliefs, then that is what you will manifest in your projections or creations. For reality is no more than a projection of your inner consciousness, as we have said before, and the human body is a means whereby the soul and spirit can experience consciousness as a story in material or manifest form. And of course, the story can change depending on how inner consciousness changes. In the third dimensional reality, your inner consciousness did often feel threatened and trapped by the slow processes of linear time and creation. And so the story of manipulation, control, darkness, fear, and guilt became central, with a corresponding need to find a way to redeem these experiences. But now, with the removal of linear time and the collapsing of reality from a fixed and predetermined concrete state to a fluid and flexible and ongoing creation, the inner being now has the freedom to create from its essence of love and joy in the immediate moment. And this is, of course, far more satisfying. Yet, most of you are afraid to make this change, and you cling to the old ways of being. Celia, why is that? Michael, well, change is always difficult, and many of you fear that you will lose your security and that you will not manage in this field of open creation and experience. But it will not be chaotic, and no one will lose out. There is a place for everyone here to express their love and creativity. In fact, when you accept and allow this shift, you will attract, by the laws of resonance, many people who will want to create with you and share in and support your projects. So group participation and creativity, or working and creating together, is an important component of the new multidimensional creation and projection skills. Celia, okay, so let's talk about space and how our perceptions and creations of space will change. Michael, yes, indeed. We are glad that you understand that space, like time, is a reality construct of the third dimension, and that in the new multidimensional reality, you will understand space to be much more fluid and flexible. So let us say space, as you have experienced it, is a construct or projection of inner consciousness. All space, like all time, is a unified field of immense possibility and potential that is experienced in its entirety by consciousness. But you choose to project or create and perceive that which gives you a sense of security and reality in the third dimension, localized space, in other words. Celia, do you mean that 3D space is an illusion? Michael, well, yes. A collective illusion that is held in place by all of you in that grandest of creations called a planet. In your new reality, you will come to understand that a planet is not a rock floating in space so much as a manifestation of a collective of powerful beings and souls who have chosen to co-create in order to experience reality in a certain way, together. In effect, you are the planet. It is an aspect of you in other dimensions. And what you think and believe about the planet is a projection of your own inner feelings and beliefs about yourself. So as you learn to honor yourselves once again, you will honor the planet as your own creation and your own being, for indeed it is. Celia, so we create the planet and the idea of space as a kind of home for our material projections of ourselves? Michael, yes, you could say so, but remember that it is not an impersonal creation. It is manifested with great love and joy. It is a precious jewel in the field of light, and you will come to see it that way and to appreciate with great gratitude the privilege of being a co-creator in this project. You will cease to see a violent and dangerous world of lack and scarcity and start to create a luminous and radiant world of love, peace, and beauty that reflects the essence of who you are as creators. You are the emissaries of the Source. You are the family of light, whose work is to create and evolve this planet of light. And the Blue Star Earth is a very precious project of those who serve the Source as creators of form, also known as the Elohim. Celia, so can you explain more about our new perceptions of space and how this will affect our reality? Michael, well, since in truth all space is unified and experienced simultaneously by your higher aspects, you will have the opportunity to come to understand that you can also shift your experience of space and what is experienced as space. As you make this shift, you will begin to perceive and understand the true nature of interstellar and interdimensional space travel, and that, of course, will open the way for you to experience such travel. As you open yourselves to these new possibilities, you will begin to perceive and create those who are already making use of these methods of moving through the unified fields of consciousness. There will be an increase in the experiences and sightings of UFOs as you begin to widen your perceptions. But we will say that you will discover that UFOs are not what you imagine them to be in your limited third-dimensional understanding. Celia, what do you mean? Well, there are many reasons and explanations for the lights in the sky phenomena that you see at this time. For example, at this time you see and perceive the sky to be empty and vacant, but I can say that there are many life forms in that inhabit the sky spaces, many elemental and angelic beings whom you can perceive as pulsating rainbow lights in the cosmic quiet of the night sky. Celia, are there spaceships out there? Michael, well, yes, there are beings who travel interdimensional space, and they do indeed connect with and communicate with you in loving and creative ways. They are higher forms of intelligence whose work is to guide you and help you in your work of planetary creation and evolution. It is a privilege to work with such ones. Their communications are always filled with light and love and are often presented in code form as images or holograms, music, sound, etc. Celia, you mean like the Arcturian holograms that we experienced with Janosch in the Netherlands? Michael, yes, exactly so. These higher beings rarely materialize into physical reality as there is no need. They prefer to work on the higher dimensions to ensure the clarity of their messages and information. They are masters of their interdimensional travel and know the best methods to interface their consciousness with yours, and this occurs on the higher levels of consciousness, usually in a dream or altered state experience. Celia, but what about the spaceships that are seen in the skies? Michael, most of them are human or man-made objects of some kind. Some are hoaxes and manipulations. Some of the lights in the sky that are seen in daylight are laser projections from satellites. You see, dearest one, the idea of an alien presence is being nurtured by certain people who have the intention of using this to further their control of Earth reality. They intend to stage an alien landing of some kind that will lead to a world government under their control. The presence will be an illusion created by holographic light shows and man-made alien vehicles. It will probably not succeed as your ascension and reality shifts will render such a deception impossible, even with the sophisticated control of the media that is now possible. For know that as you enter into this new reality, you will see and perceive absolute truth. Deception will no longer be possible as you take the power to create your own reality, and you allow no one to manipulate you or control you. Celia, can we talk a little about the spirals of consciousness? The Arcturian infinity hologram is clearly a series of spirals. Why are spirals so important? Michael, well, what we would like to call the natural movement of consciousness in the cosmos is a spiral. Think of the spiraling arms of the great galaxies, all the way down to the spirals of the DNA within your cells. Everything is constructed on geometric grids or fields based on circles and spirals. And that is the natural rhythm or flow of consciousness. Now, each being has its own personal rhythm or flow, part of the deep physiological and biochemical changes in the human body at this time are aimed at disconnecting your physical reality from a controlled linear perception to a more natural cycle that is tuned to the cosmic pulse and spirals in harmony with the cosmic pulse, that which we call the breath of God. All living intelligences pulse, and when one is aligned with the pulsations of divine creative intelligence, through the pulsations of the galactic heart or the great central sun, your own natural rhythm or spirals synchronize with these larger spirals. This involves a shift in the time clock, in your cells, and in your brain that has been wired to linear time and a progression of consciousness which is short and entirely out of sync with the cosmic pulse. Now you are being rewired to live in harmony with the cosmic pulse and to live longer lives that spiral naturally and gracefully with the flows of divine creative intelligence. So your ascension symptoms are evidence of your body feeling the physical effects of being rewired to a different rhythm of life that is attuned to the cosmic pulse, but also very individual to you. The crystal children, and now the blue star children, are attuned to this pulse already. That is why so many of them are diagnosed as ADD. They move to their own rhythms and cannot be controlled into the rigid frame of school programs. Many adults are also releasing the rigid structures of work for more flexible ways of supporting themselves. For each person has an individual rhythm that may not lend itself to the 9-to-5 life. Finding your own rhythm is as important as finding your passion and creativity. These things all work together to ensure that you function at your optimum soul potential as a creator. We will say, too, that it is the presence of the blue star children who have entered the planet in the last 18 months that is accelerating this process. We have called it activating your galactic light body as you reconnect with the galactic pulse or heartbeat. As you make this connection, you naturally move into unconditional love, compassion, and gratitude. For these are the energies of the cosmic pulse and the signature of the crystid or crystal energy. Celia, can you tell me if the cetaceans are also involved in this process? Yes, indeed. The whales and dolphins are already tuned into the cosmic pulse. Anyone who spends time in their presence or who works with them is going to have a powerful entrainment experience where the power of the galactic energy in the cetaceans aura will reset the rhythms in the human physiology, often creating miracle cures as things that are in disease and discomfort shift into more natural rhythms. Celia, people ask me if we will move into complete chaos with everyone doing their own thing. Will society collapse? Michael, no, not at all. There is an underlying order and structure in the cosmic pulse. We call it the rhythm of the nine, and it is in fact encoded into your linear calendar. But before we discuss the nine, let us say that you should always remember that divine or cosmic law is abundance, prosperity, and love. Any changes that align humanity more closely with cosmic law as experienced through the cosmic pulse will naturally create more abundance, prosperity, and love, and not the opposite. But people who are accustomed to linear thinking and the illusions of security that go with it are often afraid to allow a new rhythm that seems to have no apparent built-in security clauses. And it is often true that in the transition from one state to another, there is a period of loss and emptiness as the being is rewired to the new frequency and then moves into the natural state of abundance and love. So it requires courage, trust, and acceptance to make the shift. Now, the principle of the nine, here we work with the idea of as above, so below. The ancients in Atlantis and Egypt work with the nine creative principles or God forces, sometimes called the Council of Nine. And so the creative rhythm of the nine was set into the galaxy as a potential creative spiral. Your system of numbers works on the principle of nine. And as you count a month, for example, you are experiencing three cycles of nine, roughly. Each cycle gives you an opportunity to spiral or move to a higher level of experience and understanding. Of course, there are other number cycles in the galaxy based on 3, 12, and 13, to mention some. These cycles are also part of your experience of consciousness. But we would say that the spirals of consciousness evolution right now are also working on 9-year spirals. The cycle that began in 1998-9 ends in 2007. A new cycle begins in 2008 and ends in 2016. Within this cycle is your key year, 2012. So you can see that there are spirals and cycles within spirals and cycles in cosmic timekeeping. Right now you are also experiencing the culmination of a grand 26,000-year cycle of the precession of the equinoxes. Also the shifts of the Mayan and Egyptian calendars. Everything flows along these cycles according to divine will. As humans align with these cycles in a conscious way, they will feel more at ease and harmony within. Celia, how can we do this? Michael, well, one way is to create consciousness and conscious ceremonies and rituals to honor these cycles in your own way. For example, at the equinoxes and solstices, you can honor the cycles of the Earth's spiral journey through infinity. Celia, we have been guided to create labyrinths at the solstice this year. Can you explain that? Michael, indeed, a labyrinth is an Earth circle that expresses the spiral movements of the galaxy. It is a glyph or a symbol that awakens spiral consciousness in the human cells and brain. Walking a labyrinth has the powerful effect of integrating a person into the spirals of the galaxy and its pulses by breaking linear progression and replacing it momentarily with spirals. This attunes the being with the cosmic flow and galactic pulsations. And in many cases, healing and balancing occur as the person is rebalanced. The labyrinth also assists the planet by affirming humanity's connection to the planet through the spiral flows of consciousness. So we would say that your inner guidance is asking you to do a ceremony to affirm your commitment to the unfolding spirals of higher consciousness at this time. As we noted also in the spirals of nine, the 21st of June 2007 resonates to 3, 6, and 9, the triple goddess. The labyrinth is also a symbol of the cosmic womb, of the great goddess or feminine principle of God. It is a place of rebirthing and knowledge. So celebrating within this energy will also intensify your connection to the processes of rebirth to higher consciousness and your connection with the divine feminine energy and wisdom. And so we think we have given you enough material for this time, and thank you for your presence. And that's Archangel Michael. I'd like to inject at this point in time, for those who do have a pencil and paper handy, a simple way to draw your own labyrinth. And I'm going to try to do this on radio, even though it'd be a lot easier if it was a visual presentation. But if you draw a large or semi-large plus sign, and thus creating four quadrants. And inside each of the four quadrants, you drew a horseshoe-shaped, with the open ends outward, in other words, away from the center, in each of the quadrants. And then inside each of the horseshoes, just drew a simple straight line of, say, a quarter of an inch or so to indicate a point. And thus, what you would have at this point would be a plus sign with a horseshoe shape in each of four quadrants, with the closed end closest to the center of the plus sign. And inside each of the horseshoes, a mark that's fairly equidistant to the two open ends and place it right in the middle of those two open ends. And then if you start with the upper right-hand quadrant and connect the first leg of the horseshoe to in a curved line connecting to the right point of your plus sign, and then going to the center of the horseshoe where the mark is and connecting it with in a curved way to the horseshoe that's in the lower right quadrant, you'd have a start then of then making it obvious as to continue your connections based on from top to bottom. And in that respect, you would end up with what's called a Greek labyrinth. And if you do have the capacity to check this out on the website of the Infinity Codes for 2007, they actually have a picture there of one drawn in sand at a beach. And, of course, walking through the labyrinth will create an effect, as would just drawing the figure and experiencing it mentally. So if you're interested in the labyrinth, that is a practical technique that can be used. Now, at this point in time, I would like to ask that if there were any callers that would like to talk about questions about the first part of the program on reality projection, space, and spirals, I'd ask for any callers that that may want to call in that they can do so. ET Yoga basically is a focus on self-empowering information that also relates to maximizing the immune system. And if you're interested in more information concerning those particular topics, now we will discuss any topics on this show that relate to ET Yoga or higher consciousness. But in particular, I do focus on those specific subjects. And I have a website at maxwellgreensite.com. That's Maxwell as in Maxwell House Coffee, green as in the color, site.com, maxwellgreensite.com. And the name of the site is called Healing the Known and the Unknown. And at this particular site, you will see an introduction as to why the materials is there. You'll also see that there are some free downloads available at the site. And with reference to tonight's program, especially with respect to spirals, one of the programs available there on the site deals with spiritual techniques, one of those being Pleiadian spinning. And the particular one that deals with that is actually called XYZ Extraterrestrial Meditation. I highly recommend that particular meditation as well as one of the most powerful techniques that I've ever been acquainted with. That comes from Bashar. And in addition, on the site, you will also see maximizing the immune system all the way up to and including total immunity from disease. I'm sure that you probably picked out in the channeling this evening from Archangel Michael the importance of unconditional love, gratitude, and compassion, and how it relates to eliminating the vibration of disease. And current research has clearly shown that even in AIDS patients, that when they are expressing the emotions of unconditional love, compassion, and gratitude, that their immune system increases up to 300,000 times. I'd also like to mention that at the website there are also two ebooks, and the ebooks that are available on the site, for anyone who does purchase those, they can also get free answers to questions from me, and that's at paperfungo, PAPERFUNGO, paperfungo at yahoo.com. So basically this site was put together to be a one-stop place for those who don't have the time to do thousands of hours of research nor have the organizational time to put together not all the information there is, but enough information to put you in a place of total self-empowerment and to also heal any type of situation. And the e-books that are on the site are composed of about 79 pages of highly condensed information, as you will find the programs on ET Yoga. And in addition, they connect you to about another 150 pages to make a complete total package about self-empowerment and healing. I would now like to move on to the second topic for this evening, which was advertised as the secret to the secret to the secret. And this information comes from Bashar. And in a very concise sentence or two, the secret to the secret is to be passionate about reality creation and be passionate about being passionate. And apparently, from Bashar's perspective, a lot of people are very close to connecting with the information that thought creates, and that thought embraced with emotion does create our manifestation and reality experience. And many of those people are very close, but are lacking in the passion. In other words, you need to be obsessed with the concept. And the other part of it is being passionate about being passionate. Now, in other programs, we have given scientific research relating to the power of the brain and also to the power of the heart. And okay, and with respect to the heart, it actually produces 5,000 times the power of the brain and is a measurable energy that emits about 10 feet from the human body. So when you're putting emotion into your manifestations, that's a real bonus to your effectiveness. And I understand we have a caller.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you this evening?
Happy full moon, huh?
All right.
It's pretty full, isn't it?
Well, to be honest, I can't see it from where I'm at, but when the show's over, I hope that the cloud cover will allow it.
You're going to
How can
it.
I help you this evening?
I'm really enjoying. I'm glad I heard that last couple sentences. I'm looking for the perfect meditation or exercise to clear past trauma from my self, so I can express this divinity that really is me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if our insides create our outsides and we carry being burned at the stake and being locked in nunnery, you know what I mean? I feel like I carry a lot of stuff from past lives, hundreds of them,
mm-hmm.
in my energy bodies. And I don't want to keep recreating that. I want to break out of that and get back to the miracle we're supposed to create here.
Okay, let me give a couple of suggestions here. First off, when it comes to the meditations and the most perfect one, I think what you're going to find is that they are like permission slips. Any one can be the perfect one for you. There isn't one specific that I would say is your perfect one. However, I can suggest two or three that I personally find very effective. One in particular is the one that is available on my website called the XYZ. It is an extraterrestrial meditation, and it is involving consciousness expansion to the point where then you can connect with any power source that exists. So that one you can research on the website.
Mm-hmm.
And another one that I find highly effective is through Sri Swami Sachidananda.
Mm-hmm.
And it's there are two that are primarily used. One is called the Hari Om, mm-hmm. and actually one of my shows I actually did a 10-minute chant with Sri Swami Satchidananda and his Hari Om. So basically it's Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari, Hari, Hari Om.
Uh-huh, I love chanting, I do it,
And another one is the Om Shanti.
Mm-hmm.
Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om.
Specifically
so that's
for
another
clearing
one that's
trauma out of our
type.
Energy bodies, specifically for clearing?
Well, specifically for clearing, again, my thought is that when you're working with a mantra or a yantra, now, have you checked out the Janosch crop circles?
I heard you talking about that. I'm going to. Okay. I wrote them both down.
If you check those out, what you're going to find is that there are about 32 different crop circles that all emit a different vibration.
Mm-hmm.
Some would be specifically for clearing, some are for power, for different issues. And on, if you do a good job on searching the website, and if you can't find it, if you email me, I'll help you find them. But basically, you can find a specific topic, as you have mentioned.
I would like
and,
to.
And these are visuals that helped to they create that vibration inside you, and they do work. A lot of people are very attuned to yantras as opposed to mantras. I tend to work with a lot of different
ones.
And personally, I also love the Sri Yantra. It's S-R-I, Y-A-N-T-R-A, which is called the King of Mantras, and I find that to be for me, it's the most powerful yantra. But again, to me, they're all the most powerful if they work for you and your belief system. So what you're attracted to will probably be the right one for you.
I'm going to look into those crop circles because I paint. I'm gotten into this painting.
Well, if you're into art, you're going to love them. It's called Janosch Art. In fact, there's a new. They have a new product now. About a year and a half ago, I used to be able to tune into the website where they're actually activated, and you could use them as they were activated crop circles.
Cool.
Now those are now a product. They were the product of the year last year on the internet, and I think they're called HemiSync, but they're basically the Janosch crop circles, but they're now animated, and they're fabulous meditation, and that's a visual as well.
Sync?
Pardon me?
HemiSync?
HemiSync, I believe that's what they're called.
H-E-M-I-S-Y-N?
Yeah.
C?
C.
And then the crop circles would be at what is that, Ganesh or Ganoush? What are you saying?
Janosch, J-A-N-O-S-H.
J-A-N-S-H.
Yes, and basically these are crop circles that have been communicated to him through the Arcturians.
Mm-hmm.
And
many
of these, the circles all have different meanings, and of course not all are valid ones, but the ones that are truly crop circles cannot be duplicated by modern science.
And will that be at that web page right there?
Janosch has about, when you go into search engines, probably 25 different ones that kind of relate, and you do have to do some hunting around. But as I said, if you have some problems, you can email me, and I can take my time and try to cut your travel time there.
Well, thank you. I'm enjoying your show so much. It's really great, and that reading by Cecilia Finn. I read her webpage, and she's beautiful. Beautiful channel
awesome.
From Mikhail.
And I really appreciate your calling. Thank you very much.
I appreciate your show. Thanks.
All right.
Enjoy the full moon.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So as we were discussing the secret, I know I don't want to be overly critical, but my first impression of the show was that it was a little bit too geared towards the material success. And I would like to share with people this thought that don't think just because your bank account is less than another that you're not abundant. According to the Pleiadians, and I quote, "In truth, we will find that abundance is measured by the inner feelings of self-approval and confidence that precludes the necessity of impressive material demonstrations for ego and aggrandizement. What you do with regard to self and others is more important than what you have. When this is accomplished, all that is necessary is attracted without effort, for each is then encompassed within the expansive flow of creation." And my take on the the secret was that through all or most of the extraterrestrial channeled information, and you don't need to believe in extraterrestrials, because the fact is that it's the information that's important. The whole idea is to help us be more self-empowered. And one of the key concepts is that thought creates. And the fact, this comes through in The Secret. Now, for those people who think The Secret is new information, it's not. This is sort of like, for the masses, this is sort of like awakening the masses to the concept. If you want to go back 25 years ago, Daryl Anka, who channels Bashar, was giving this information about The Secret 25 years ago. So this is not new information. This is like, basically, it's old information, but it's sort of now becoming more known. And it's a good starting point. It's an excellent starting point. And for those that don't think that, you know, thought creates or that you are powerless, we've been taught to believe that we are disempowered. And the whole idea is that when you are in the energy of blaming, criticizing, you're in the energy of victimhood. And when you take responsibility for creating your outer experience, it frees you up from all that. So the bottom line is, either you are in charge of creating your outer reality or you're not. And if you're not, no doubt somebody else is. So the whole idea here, to me, of The Secret is that there are many valuable things in that program that are very important, but I would suggest that you not get hung up on the fact that you tried to manifest $5 million last year and it didn't happen. In certain circumstances, your higher self wants you to experience certain other experiences before sometimes all that kind of money comes your way. And I think eventually, you know, you always get what you want. And that's the idea that Bashar would teach, is that you always get what you want. Don't think that, oh, you didn't get it. No, you're going to get it, but it just wasn't the right time. And don't let that get in the way of the concepts here, because the concepts are that thought creates. And clearly it does. And I'd like to end the show this evening by mentioning from one of the Bashar videos about Beyond the Secret into Abundance. And basically it's this, that the true secret is that there is no secret other than allowing yourself to be you. And at this time, I would like to wish you all my sincerest wish for full consciousness, perfect health and abundance, and hope to that you tune in on the show next week. Good night.